It's a little late.
I mean, not me, but I guess she and Mother were, that I could leave my little brother with her. And she was just on the other side of the driveway. And so we went over, and then Susan was to get back to start getting ready for school. And that was the weekend that Daddy died. And I guess I knew he was in the hospital all that time.
How far was it from your house to Vancouver to make that trip?
They keep you longer while you're trying to figure. Now that one tests faster and sooner, so you don't get as long hospital stays as used to happen. Maybe Kelly Hellwell was in what? I'll say 17 days in with parenthesis. Anyway, they thought they were losing her. Reed Gloria is Kelly.
So you said that Mimi told you to go to Vancouver? Is there a Vancouver, Oregon?
It's Washington, and in between was, I think, yeah, and said it's still that, Mom, because Jake was in that area. There's a bridge that you go over between Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, and nestled from this bridge, I thought it was probably just sort of temporary housing, like Army Barracks housing or something. I remember that there were like apartment buildings, and it was called Vanport, the two names. Nan says, it's still there. I said, oh my goodness. And the company store was across the bridge in Vancouver, Washington.
So how did you two young girls get there?
I don't know if we had to do a transfer or not, but there was bus. We maybe had to take the bus to downtown Portland or wherever the bus, this side maybe of the river, or the Willamette River. But public transportation. I mean, it'd be like, oh no, Haley's turned 17. 15 is nearly.
That would be almost Avery.
Almost Avery. I had turned in March, and this was August. But I was just barely 15.
Had your friend gone back?
Plus, just leaving Paul with me while Mother went to...
That's not abnormal.
Okay. Overnight for a week.
If you really... For a week? It was just you and him for a week?
I don't know at what point he'd been put in the hospital. When she went, she didn't yet know he was in the hospital. And she would describe how she was just gussied up just right because her sweetheart was meeting her, and she took Barbara with her and left Paul with me. And they were going to be looking for a house and move to Utah.
Because it was in Utah he was in the hospital.
And he was in from the 12th from the 1st till the 22nd.
But he was in Utah, correct?
But when she gets there, it's like Aunt Catherine or Aunt Ruth meeting the airplane and saying he's in the hospital. He'd been given the wrong medication. It was penicillin or something that hadn't yet been known, or at least the hospital staff. He something, a doctor visit. It was doctor visit first. And family, one of the Layton family was a doctor. So it wasn't a matter of suing or anything like that. It was just not knowing. He's not a resident. He's his cousin, but he hasn't been going to him. We don't live there. We're in. He got the wrong medication, which reacted on him. And maybe he's given you granddaughters more information. I don't remember talking with her much about it. But it gave him a very bad reaction. And from this hospital billing, and I'm in Oregon, and she's here with him, and before he's released, he dies.
So what happened to you and Paul? Because Paul, meanwhile, is just at the neighbor's house for the day. And you and Paul are left on your own. When did you find out?
That he died Sunday morning. And one of her sisters flew with her from Ogden to Portland. Friends picked them up in Portland. It had happened that morning. Friends knew before I knew because she swore them to secrecy, but she needed help on pickups and everything. And so friends in Portland knew. And I gave a talk in church that evening at sacrament meeting.
And you didn't know yet?
The amazing part was I must have written my own talk, and Mother was still writing talks for me at 15.
You gave this talk, you didn't know that your dad had died.
I did not know. They did not know. They gave me a ride home from church. They were to get me to our house, and Mother would be flying in, and I supposedly, and they'd be picking her up, and I'd supposedly have tucked Paul into bed asleep, and I'd be asleep. But I heard him downstairs talking. So she thought I was saying, how can I go upstairs and tell this little girl that worships her father that he's dead?
And so you heard that even before?
I heard it talking. So on my journal diary, I've written in it that day. And my diary, I've just written, Daddy's dead. And why couldn't it have been Mimi? I wasn't as close to her. Why couldn't, if Daddy had had to raise us kids. Mother always had a wife picked out for him because every baby she thought she might die. So there was an attractive single woman in our ward that Mother had told Daddy, if I don't make it one of these times, you're to court her. Because there was a chance. But she surely hadn't thought that. But she didn't ever rant and rave. She didn't ever complain. She knew that it was better for her to raise the children, except for financially, than for him to, although she did have the second wife picked out. 38, Mary. I can't even remember what. Well, I hadn't had you born yet. I hadn't. I'd had Barb. I had 8 children by then, and if she'd had her way, they would have too, because they wanted more children. They had no idea why she couldn't.
But well, she had miscarriages, right?
No, just little baby Val. And he was pretty much full term.
And he was stillborn? Hmm? Did he live at all, or was he stillborn? He was
stillborn. I heard tell overhearing some of Mother's friends, but why would I have? Because Mother would have been with them, like they were over quilting or something. And comment made that it had to be a choice of losing the baby, losing Mother, losing both of them. And that they probably had induced labor, and she had albumin, which is an infection, and it was killing her, and she was pregnant. And as we were looking through that little diary the other day, it looks like that she was, what was it? I'd have to look again. Was it February, March, May, June, July, August? An entry that she was hopefully pregnant. And I would have been with Val. But I think with him, it was just he wasn't big enough to survive. But they had a funeral. I can remember, gets dimmer, but I can remember seeing him at the mortuary. And so they hadn't been waiting forever, like after he was born and died. But before 3 years, because there was just 3 years difference, but after that, she couldn't even get pregnant. And I suppose that was only after, because I don't think you'd have been that concerned if you, except I wondered if you were ever going to come. But after she was still young, they still wanted more. But with Daddy dying so young, it's better she only had the three of us to take care of. But they couldn't figure why she didn't know why she couldn't get pregnant. She just couldn't, and they couldn't adopt. Their people just weren't having babies in the Depression. Post-Depression. I don't know. I don't remember being aware of we were living in the Depression. Daddy had a job. Our life was just, we were just living like now. I don't know what the economy's doing, the job rates, more jobs, lower joblessness since 1974 or something in Utah right now. I said, you've either got a job or you're not. But they've got to figure out their figures and numbers. But she just couldn't. They couldn't find a baby to adopt. And her next door neighbors had this little Donna, whose grandpa was raising her. And they took her on as a foster child. And the folks tried to talk the grandpa into letting them adopt him, having him let them adopt Donna. And the June and Pete didn't want to let her go, but I think they got paid. They just kept her as a foster child. And so she didn't even get adopted. She had their name and she lived with them around the clock. But I remember that being a thing. The folks would have adopted her and had her sealed to them. And June and Pete were in the church, at least June was, but I don't think Pete was. And she was I hope I lost track of her. I hope someday she found somebody to marry and be sealed to, or she wasn't even sealed to anybody. But they couldn't find, adopt anybody, and so I had Betty for a best friend and a convert, and I was perfectly fine and happy, and the mother kind of worried how it was now when she finally did get a little brother. And I thought, I adored him. And
then that you wasted all your birthday wishes.
I can still see you, Paul. I don't know where we had you, but at the care center somehow. And you weren't yourself. They'd serve you such horrible food. And you'd look at Blaine and me and say, oh, this is delicious. And Blaine and I would look at each other and it just looked like, I would think, Unc is not himself. And at that point, I was always, I would say to me, you've heard me say this, why did I waste all my birthday wishes on him? Because he was just a little 11 years younger than me, pest. Oh, but as he lay there in that semi-hospital setting, it was up in Ogden. Yeah. And we were there for a, Karen says, Carolyn, I don't go see him all the time. I said, Karen, you don't have to. He's not himself. And I looked at him and I thought, oh, I'm sorry, little brother. I'm not going to say, why did I waste all my birthday wishes on you today?
Was Barbie a pest?
No, no. Nope. I love her to pieces.
So what was the difference?
I guess little brother and little sister, I was old enough to be wise about it. No, I don't remember ever sending Barbie. Barbie and I didn't cry our hearts out when Mother died. We just, good for her. Good for her. I remember we were together as we saw someone, just as an example, and I'm repeating, because I've only come up with that one example, but seeing someone being pushed across Washington Boulevard in a wheelchair or somewhere down in Ogden, saying, Mother didn't have to have it to get to that point. She still was independent. She didn't suffer for, yes, she had cancer and she had a lot of suffering.
Pain was her friend. I never understood she would say that. Pain is my friend.
I don't know, because I don't like pain, and I'm grateful and thank the Lord that he doesn't make me have pain, that I'm free of it. It does tell me, I mean, it did tell her she was still alive, and she did want to finish raising the kid, Paul and Barbie, even though she had the second wife picked out. But when Daddy died, and they had been anticipating moving her, he was looking for employment. He hadn't changed from businessman to insurance for very long, about a year, I think. And he was seeing if there was a company that would take him in and let him do insurance here. And they were seriously, because he hadn't had asthma here. And although I don't think Portland's climate would have been, well, there was a river running between it.